Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Really big game for both sets of Bulldogs this weekend. Jordan Hill, Dogs 24/7. Love the background. I was telling him before the start. Normally, I get a guy. He just got, you know, he's in his bedroom. His laundry's hanging everywhere. I got real professional stuff right here. I appreciate that. Georgia is an interesting team. They started off conference play 2-1. They got that big win over Kentucky to start off, and you're like, okay, maybe Mike White's going to get something going there. And then it's just kind of, I don't know, falling apart's the right word, but they lose, you know, 5 of their next 6. Their only 2 wins since that 2-1 start are against the 2 teams we would probably say are the worst teams, right? South Carolina and LSU. They did bounce back last night with a win against LSU as we're recording. Jordan, what is this Georgia team? You know, they got off to that good start, but since then it hasn't been that way. Is it just that they have a fatal flaw? Is it just not enough talent? What's the deal with this Georgia team?
Well, I think, honestly, Brian, they've kind of fallen to where, you know, their talent level is. You know, when we look at the games they've lost and the skid they've had after starting 2-1, there's really only one game that I could point to and say that they should have won that game. And it was at Arkansas, which we know this Arkansas team isn't as good as years past, but it was in Fayetteville. It's still, I think the last I saw it was a quad one game. It wasn't necessarily like just,
every
oh my
game
gosh.
In this conference is a quad one game.
Except for South Carolina, it seems like.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's a team that doesn't shoot particularly well, and I think you've seen that in some of the games. 30-point loss to Florida, the 21-point loss to Alabama in Tuscaloosa. I think this is a team that, you know, it's got a big test with what is left on the schedule, but they're still very much in this NCAA tournament hunt. They're a team that plays great defense. I think they've finally gotten a handle on limiting turnovers. I'd say that's been one of their fatal flaws is in some of these games, that Florida game particularly. I mean, they turned the ball more, turned the ball over more in that first half, had more turnovers in the first half than Florida had missed shots. And that was just like the summation of that first half. But it's still a talented team. It's still, you know, miles ahead of where the program was before Mike White took over. But they've got big games ahead, like you said, Brian. I think this one on Saturday against Mississippi State is probably the biggest one left on the schedule.
I really agree with that, especially when you look at what follows. And everybody in the SEC has a stretch like this. But for Georgia, they host State on Saturday. Then they're at Texas A&M. Then they host Missouri. Then they're at the number one team in the nation, Auburn. And then they play Florida at home. They're one of the teams that, you know, you talk about the conference sort of messing with you. Having to get Auburn and Florida twice is not a pleasant thing for Georgia. So this kind of does feel must-win-ish. I think it's for State as well, but for Georgia, they really need to get another win or two. I think 7 wins is going to get you in, but that's gonna be a test if they don't get a win this weekend.
Totally agree that I think you have to hit 7. I think you feel a lot better if you have 8, but 7, you know, and maybe win a game or two in Nashville at the tournament would help. But yeah, to me, you look at 2 Saturdays upcoming, the Mississippi State game at home and then the Missouri game at home. I think you need at least one of those just with what Georgia has left, and neither one of those are going to be easy. I mean, Missouri push Tennessee on Wednesday night. And yeah, I mean, I think that the one thing I would say with this Georgia team, and especially when you look at the games coming up, they have played really well at home. They're 13-1 at home. The one loss to the number one team in the country, Auburn, by 2 points. So, you know, you can't really ask for much more than that at home, but they've just got to carry on carry over what was a really impressive performance against LSU. Brian, I've never seen this before. In that LSU game, LSU's first 27 points in the game, all via three-pointers. They hit 9. I don't know if I've ever seen that, but even as they were hitting those shots, they were tied with Georgia, down 3 to Georgia. It was like, okay, look, LSU's played just about as good as they can, and they haven't taken full advantage. Georgia didn't panic, took care of business in the second half, and yeah, I mean, I think the fact this game is at home is really a big benefit for Georgia. Now, I am interested with Mississippi State not having that midweek, how big of a benefit that will be for they have to go on the road and play in Stegman Coliseum.
And you look at last week with State, they played an emotional game against Alabama. They drop it in the final seconds. Missouri had the week off. They come to Starkville fresh and just absolutely battered State last Saturday. So State's going to be looking to duplicate that performance. One of the things that stands out about this Georgia team, when you look at the ESPN schedule page, Georgia in conference play, Asa Newell has led this team in points in every conference game except for one. State has been able to win games this year when their top guy, Hubbard, has struggled to get going. If Georgia can't get Newell going, can Georgia win?
I don't think so. I think it's as simple as you got to get Asa Newell going. And the thing that's really interesting, and it happened again last night against LSU, Asa Newell sometimes will just have the quietest 15, 16, 17-point night. I think he ended up with 17 last night. I mean, he just takes care of business. He finishes at the rim. He's really been taking advantage of and-one opportunities. And, he's a guy that just very quiet confidence. He's a guy that when we've talked to him, he's been one of the, I would say one of the team spokesmen this year. And he's a freshman. And he's really lived up to the moment. He hasn't always played great, which you expected in some of these battles against teams like Florida and Alabama. But, yeah, I mean, I think it all starts with getting him going. And, they had a fantastic showing against LSU, the bigs. Asa Newell, RJ Godfrey as well, the Clemson transfer. They played really well. Georgia came down with 47 rebounds. Now it's going to be a lot tougher against Mississippi State, but I think that was a big boost to have that performance. But yeah, I mean, to me, it starts and stops with Asa Newell. If they are able to really affect his game, if he is missing shots early, I think that bodes really well for Mississippi State.
If you've watched State this year, you know they have a fatal flaw. They can't defend the three for whatever reason. Kentucky, Alabama, Missouri all put up 15-plus threes on them. Ole Miss was in double digits. Is this Georgia team built to take advantage of that, and can they be a team that hits double-digit three-pointers in a game?
I would be shocked, Brian. That has been one of the real struggles for Georgia this year, has been shooting the three ball. It's just not been a strength. And even in the games they played well, I mean, it's not been something they've gone to a lot. And I think that, when you look at like the LSU game and the South Carolina game last week, I think that they've come to terms with, we kind of have to pick and choose our battles with the three-point shooting. And, I thought that they showed real maturity in that LSU game of not deciding, oh, well, they're shooting three, so we got to go heavy on the three-point shot. They really didn't. They had Silas Demery Jr. hit some. Asa hit one in the second half. But no, I mean, other than really just, this is not a really good shooting team on the whole, but especially from three-point range, it's been a struggle. So I think that they've done a really good job of not forcing those shots. And yeah, I'd be very surprised if you saw them lean really heavily on the three-point shot to try to beat this Mississippi State team.
Obviously, this game's a quad one for Mississippi State. It is technically a quad one for Georgia, but State is 30th in the net. So if Georgia wins, it actually drops them. It'll probably drop down and be a quad two win. If you think about the way that Georgia finishes this season, and if as much as the schedule can break for you, it does for Georgia. The last three games at Texas, at South Carolina, they host Vanderbilt. Those are three teams that you wouldn't say are unwinnable games for Georgia. We talked about it at the beginning, but we'll come back to it here. Georgia has to win this basketball game. I don't know if State has to win. I think State has to be 2-1 in their next three. Their next three are this game, they host Florida, then they're at Ole Miss. They got to find two wins in there. I don't know. What is the Georgia prognosis for the season if they get this win, and what happens if they don't?
I think it puts them in really good position when it comes to this NCAA tournament race. I mean, when we look at what's left of the regular season schedule, I think the biggest thing is take care of play at home and then try to maybe steal one or two games on the road. I mean, the one on the road, I think you can feel really good about at South Carolina, the second to last regular season game. But, even going to Texas, that's going to be tough. You look at the home games left, none of them are gimmies. But I think really, other than the Florida game on February 25th, I think they are all winnable games because they are in Athens. So, I've said that Georgia needs to get to at least seven conference wins. They're three away from that right now. You feel a lot better if you can get four wins on what's left. I think it's on the table. I think it's definitely possible, but this team just has to, continue playing well, try to build off this LSU game. And to me, more than anything, it starts on offense. Their defense, even when they've had poor overall games, the defense has been there. And then when these games have gotten out of hand, it just sort of felt like defense held and held, and then eventually the dam just busted. I think the defense will be there. They just need guys really you can count on Asa Newell. They need some other guys to step up around him and consistently deliver the points to keep up with some of the best teams in the SEC.
Really feels like a matchup between two opposite kind of teams with the way they play and the way they're constructed. So it should be a very interesting game on Saturday. And like I said, I think both teams are kind of in must-win mode for this one. So it should be a lot of fun there. Is it still Stegman? They changed the names of these arenas so much. Is it still Stegman Coliseum?
Still Stegman.
Got it right the other day. All right, I'm excited.
They got the ceiling blacked out now. They're trying to make it look all giving
God, that
it
weird
some.
court too. Isn't it gray?
Well, they've got the new the new logo with the state of Georgia
That's
and the
right,
bulldog on it. So
and just
I
massive.
do think, and I think the TV, the lighting makes it look a little worse than it does in person. I'm a fan of it, but on TV, I don't think you don't quite get the look of when you're actually in there.
That's a massive logo. I remember that now that you mentioned it. It's like it takes up 3/4 of the court. We'll see what happens. Jordan Hill, Dogs 24/7, man. I always appreciate you coming on with us.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.